Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because I got a whole bunch of that stuff.
You do, my friend.
And, is that who I hear here with me?
I'm back!
She's back, my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley. I'm so glad you're back. I'm so glad you don't have any more cooties.
I know.
That's not good. I don't like that.
No, I didn't like it either.
I don't like that.
But I'm doing very well.
And we have my friends, Maureen Rulison and Brian LeBlanc with us here today.
Yay!
Yay, yay, yay.
We're happy to be here.
And we got lots to talk about. We got lots to talk about. But first I want us to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Matilda in Michigan.
Cool.
I never met a real Matilda. Just read a book
just
about
waltzing.
Matilda when I was a kid. Cynthia from Tampa and Ronald from St. Pete.
Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
So it's all, like we always say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for new listeners, whether you listen to the show when it's live or you listen to it on YouTube or Facebook or wherever they'll take us. Where we're going, wherever they'll take ours. So that's a good thing. Did you know today is National Wine Drinking Day?
Oh, too bad we don't drink wine.
I think we have to today, though.
We should be doing it on the show.
No.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah, it would.
That would be very interesting.
By the end, we'd be just hilarious.
Well, I could do another blooper video then.
Yes.
Did you see my blooper video this year? I'll have to send it to you. It's hysterical. So most of it's from doing my like Tuesday tips. Mm. And I didn't think I blooped that much.
No, you didn't. Think.
But it was pretty it was very enjoyable, I will say.
I did see it, and it was funny.
It was funny. Well, one person said to me, "Oh, my God, it's so good to see that you're real." What?
Don't they know you?
I think I'm pretty much transparent.
Obviously not.
I think I'm pretty transparent, actually.
I think so.
So, yeah, so it's National Wine Drinking Day. So, Maureen and Brian, I'm so glad that you're here today, and we got lots to talk about, especially that new magazine that you have there.
And for the people that are watching us online, here it is. No, it isn't. Could you hold it?
I mean, get it. I can show it really good.
Ooh, you have to go right to the camera.
Yeah. Right up to the camera. Duh. There you go. Oh, that's good. There you go.
What to do after a dementia diagnosis. And it's written for two groups of people. The first is persons living with dementia that have just received the diagnosis, and the second is their care partners.
Right.
And this is free, and we did it as a labor of love because we know Brian can speak eloquently on how horrible receiving his diagnosis was.
Yeah.
We've talked to literally thousands of people.
Yeah.
Who got a similar...
Okay, mom has dementia. The doctor goes, mom has dementia. Here's a prescription. Come back in 6 months.
That's one of them. Another one is get your affairs in order.
Oh, get your affairs in order. Yeah.
You know, which sounds rather ominous as far as like the end is coming. And what are some of the other ones that we've heard?
The other ones are, okay, here's some pills that I want you to take. And come back in 6 weeks.
Yeah, here's some pills to take that really don't do
work.
Anything.
Yeah. They don't work. If they did work, no one would have dementia.
Exactly.
A dementia-related illness.
Right. And you know what the thing is? It's like when you walk into an office and you have no education on any of this, you don't even know what to ask or what to think or what to... You know, I always say, and like you say, you meet one person with dementia, you meet one person with dementia. But you don't have a clue.
And that's how our magazine can help people.
Yeah.
Well, and
understand it.
Yeah.
It's non-medical. Mm-hmm. We don't claim to
because
know.
Because we're not worrying about the medical. We're worrying about your heart. I'm worrying about your soul. I'm worrying about your care.
And we believe the best prescription, not just for dementia, but also for the person who's the care partner, and also for people with any diagnosis is to stay as socially engaged as possible, to keep your mind active. And so we give some resources in here about how you can do that, support groups for people living with the diagnosis,
right.
groups for people with,
the care partners.
We specifically give my, as a patient advocate, belief of the path to go to make plans.
Right.
But what we want people to know is that a diagnosis of dementia doesn't mean that you're going into the nursing home tomorrow.
No, it doesn't.
And you've got to continue living your life and enjoying your life and enjoying everybody in your family and your friends.
Because you're living life.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm not dead.
My favorite thing that I've ever heard, and I repeat it all the time, is you walk into almost any public building in the United States of America and you see either a sign that says wheelchair accessible, or you see a ramp right. for the wheelchairs, or you see a way that they've accommodated so people in wheelchairs can go there and participate.
Right.
And I'm happy for that. I'm not complaining about that. I'm happy for that. But why can't we build cognitive ramps for people living with dementia to participate in our society?
Why can't we?
We can.
Right.
We can. So, and that's...
And that starts with the conversation, and it starts with the education.
It starts with removing the stigma and the fear.
Yeah.
And once, you know, it's funny, when we moved into our new... We live in a 55-plus community.
Oh.
I don't know how I qualify.
I guess because of Brian.
Thanks, yeah. Brian.
I'm 12.
But we moved into this community, and I said to Brian, as we're meeting people, don't make the first thing you say is about yourself, I have dementia. Not because I'm ashamed or embarrassed or anything like that, but I want people to get to know you, because the shock value, once they hear that he does have dementia, we'll learn them a lesson. And maybe they will not be afraid. In this, the place we live is humongous, so I know there's other people living with dementia there. So anyhow, that, and he does that. He's bobbing up and down in the pool, and he's talking, and then I hear, or I can see when he makes the announcement.
because some of them, you know, they're retired, and so forth, as well as I am. And then they start asking, so what did you do before you retired and so forth? And so I would tell them, and then they would ask a question like, well, what are you doing anything now?
Right.
And I do pause, and then I say, well, and then I say, you know, I'm living with Alzheimer's, and watch their, you know, jaw drop. Because people
don't talk about it.
They don't talk about it. And
they don't see it in you.
They don't see it.
No, you look fabulous.
Weren't you on a show one time with Maureen, and they guessed that she was the one who had the dementia?
Yes.
Oh, Maureen.
And by the way, that was a very interesting thing for me, because all of a sudden, I felt resentful.
Yeah.
And I had to do a personal check on my own heart and my own feelings. And I was a little embarrassed, to be honest with you.
That's okay. You're human, too.
Well, it learned me a lesson.
You learned it well. But that is because you don't know with Brian. You just don't know.
Yep.
Because you're funny as anything. You make me laugh all the time, and I would...
Yeah, but I'm not all the time.
No.
Right. Because we see the other side of you.
Yeah. It's a... Maureen and I, we for the most part, we do get along great. But then there's certain things that I do that just is aggravating. And I try not to. But sometimes trying doesn't work.
Right.
And that lands on her, because we don't have a staff.
Right.
You know, right. She's my
staff.
My she is, well.
Right. She's your everything.
She's on this journey because she made the statement one time, and I thought this was so cool that she says, you know, Brian is not the only one that has dementia.
No, that's living and with dementia.
That's living with dementia. And people's eyes were like,
is this an announcement?
What is she getting to? And she says, I'm living with it as well.
Yes.
And that's the truth for anyone that's caring for a person in home and they're taking care of them. They're living that.
Yeah.
And there's no handbook.
Whether it's
no,
dementia,
there's
whether
no
it's
handbook.
Cancer, whether it's... Yeah. Right.
There's no handbook. There's no. There's no rules. There's just...
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But this magazine is kind of like a handbook in a little bit of a way because...
Yes.
I would feel very good, and I just glanced through it, and I looked at some of the one you had sent it to me online.
You didn't read a cover to cover?
She just got it.
No, we sent it to her online, but that's all right.
Well, I have to say I'm very disappointed that you didn't come out with it 15 years ago.
Well, he didn't have dementia 15 years ago.
Yeah, but my husband did.
Well, sorry we couldn't accommodate you.
All right, next. No, I'm not saying no next time.
Just like there's people
no marriage.
Living with dementia are all different. There's different paths that can be right for different people.
Right.
We're not saying that
that's what is good.
Hard and fast way. But if I say to you, here's what we've done.
Yes.
And it has worked. Or here's what we've done and it hasn't worked.
Right.
But it could work for someone else.
You know, that at least gives people, what is it that the saying is?
If you've met one
shooting
person,
for the stars and you hit the moon or you don't hit the stars, at least.
Yeah.
You know, so what we're trying to do is build a really wide path, but a path that people can kind of make their own decisions on. You know, not everybody needs the same legal documents.
No.
But it doesn't hurt to talk to an elder law attorney and find out.
In the state that you live in.
In the state you live in. Thank you for reminding me to say that. It doesn't hurt. How can it hurt to have more people support you?
You know, in my support group 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, some gentleman's on there and he's talking about his wife having to go into a community soon. And his lawyer told him, spend all your money.
Oh, okay. There's a good plan.
Oh, my God. Well, he's now seen another attorney. He has a trust, blah, 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 now and everything. But if he didn't come to that support group.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there was so many people that were on the support group going, hey, bud, listen to us. You know, listen, you know. And we need that because you don't know what you don't know. No matter what it is, whether it's legal, medical.
You know, in my other life, I do Medicaid planning, so I absolutely understand that you are 100% right. And what they don't realize is Medicaid rarely covers everything.
Right.
So spending all your money and then trying to go in is a life of poverty, a life where you have no quality.
Yeah.
It's sad what happens.
Yeah.
And then the other thing we talk about is, you know, there's some of Brian's
read some of the titles of the different things to me, because I think our listeners will find that really interesting.
Okay, so we have an elder law attorney who did an article in here, and then we have Let's Change the Dementia Narrative, and that's on a bit of Brian's brilliance log, and it's talking about reworking how people think about dementia and people living with dementia.
Educating.
Mm-hmm. Building your care partner team. To me, that's crucial. And by the way, once you build that team, I call it doing a fire drill on it. Last Thanksgiving, on Wednesday, before Thanksgiving, I was diagnosed with pneumonia. Nobody was around.
Right.
They wanted me to go in the hospital. Nobody was around. So I had to go against AMA and come home. Do a fire drill. It was nobody's fault.
No. But it's everybody's just, entitled it's something that needs to be put in place.
Put it in place and then do a fire drill on it to see what happens if you're...
Yeah.
Well, you know, I had these... on the show a couple of weeks ago, these young ladies, they're going to be part of the next conference, and they have something called Circle of... It's an app. A free app for caregivers. So you can create your profile for your loved one, and then, like, maybe in your first circle is your family, your immediate family. So now... Brian went to the doctors today and he got a different medication, or mom fell or whatever. They can just go in there and they type it in, and now the whole family knows. They don't got to call them up and talk to them and find out what they're doing wrong or whatever kind of thing. But then there's another, so you can build other circles, creative circles, and you can just put a list of things you need help with.
Yes.
And then I go on the app and I go, laundry, 2 o'clock Tuesday, I'll be there. And somebody else goes on the app and they go, mow the lawn. So it's kind of a... an easier way, I think, for a caregiver to ask for help, because they're not looking you right in the face and they ask you to mow the lawn. They're just making that list, and then whoever can do it, it goes on there. And that's so important in building that team.
So, again, I want Brian's care partner team to know that I am not dissing them at all about this. It was Thanksgiving. It was the day before Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
It just happened.
It's COVID.
Yeah. It just happened. But I thought to myself, this is a little embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that people that are not associated with a person that lives with Alzheimer's or dementia and their care partner, they don't see what the care partner does.
Right. No, every day.
Right.
And I know that sometimes, like I said in the beginning, we have our differences. Of what should be or what could be in this, right. that, and the other. I'm stubborn. And
okay, I'm listening.
Lynn, if you have to clear your throat, please go out the door.
She was laughing at me because my head was bouncing up and down.
Well, at least that was silent. but no, I'm sort of difficult on some days. And, you know, with her 50 feet away from me, mostly in our home, she's trying to work and get things done for her clients that actually pay her.
Right. It's good to eat.
Yeah. And then there's me that it's like, wah, I need this and I need that. And, I confess that it's hard.
But sure. I'm not perfect by any stretch, and you know, I'm a human being, and when I get short tempered, I remember what my friend Linda Burhans always teaches, and that is, I'm sorry. Doesn't mean I won't do it again.
No.
But at this very moment, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was really hard for me.
But yet she's
sorry.
Yet she's still trying to put me in a home in life storage. So, you know, the life storage building.
$154 bucks a month. I mean,
right.
Wow.
I can roll up the door each morning and then talk.
We could get your roommate.
And talk. I don't need a roommate.
Half price.
We'll discuss that.
That would be like cheaper.
Yeah.
Exactly. So another one of the topics
in here. That's where the fight started.
is a blog I did on the 11 common Alzheimer's and dementia behaviors.
Yeah, that is so important.
Because I will tell you, again, people need to understand this probably more than anything I'm going to say today. I'm a fairly educated person on the topics of people living with dementia.
Yeah.
And yet, there are times that I won't recognize that what's happening with Brian is a typical dementia behavior. I'll react. I'll overreact. Nobody's perfect, and especially not me. But the more you can educate yourself, at least you can bounce back when you realize that that's what's happened.
And you can have that conversation. The two of you can have that conversation. That is so important. Because I think many times caregivers, care partners feel like I'm being taken advantage of. Like, you know, no one is saying to them, like you are saying to Maureen, I know I'm a little difficult some days. I love you very much. You know, other people don't have that communication. And yes. That is very important, too. They just think they expect it, or, you know, you're my wife, you should do this. Or
it feels that way. And another, I think, if you look at the dynamics between any care partner team, how dependent the person, whether with dementia or whatever disease or the aging process, they are reliant on that care partner. And it must feel like a sense of panic when the person they're 100% reliant on is all of a sudden like, yeah. Oh, not right now. I can't do that right now.
Yeah.
So we also talk about in here some rather difficult topics, which is dementia-friendly worship services. Mm-hmm. We were just on a show with the Catholic Church about that. And dying with dignity.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the rest, because right now we need to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
And we're back. We should be hearing from Dr. Schumann any minute. I'll be calling in with his tip for the week. But let's continue with you guys till he calls. So what chapter were we on in the book?
Well, I kind of zoomed to the back, but I do want to ask anybody in Linda's listening audience, if you have connections with people that could help us to get there to be dementia-friendly worship services throughout, we would love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. That would be great. How can they contact you?
Go through
Just
Linda.
Just me. Okay, and then I'll send on the information. Is that Dr. Schumann on the phone? No? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do that. That would be fabulous, because I think a lot of people are thinking about it, but they don't know where to start. They don't know how to approach their pastor. And I think that would be a really fabulous thing. I can remember one of my caregivers saying to me, you know, Linda, I have to be at home with my husband all the time. His behavior is a little bad. You know, I can't really go, and I just want to go to church. She said, I just want to go to church. Well, it turns out now that her neighbor's Jewish, and he was always asking her what he could do. So he takes care of her when she goes to church, and they play dominoes, so she gets like 3 hours. But if she didn't have that, what would she do? She wouldn't be able to go to church. Mm. And for caregivers, they got enough. Now you're going to tell them they can't go to church? People that really want to go to church? That's terrible.
And in a dementia-friendly worship service, the person with dementia is going to be participatory at whatever level they can be. And by the way, we're not expecting people to let their, that don't live with dementia, to let their worship service be changed.
Right.
You know, but if we want it to be something that's available both for the care partner and for the person living with, because everybody with dementia is still there.
Right.
They still have a spiritual life.
Right.
And, you know, if people believe that they don't, then they need to realize that their thinking is about God is pretty small.
Mm. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And just for our listeners, if you're interested in receiving the magazine, and let's face it, why should you not receive it? You can go to our
Linda.
Go through Linda.
Go to my website.
Go to her website, which she's about to give you.
LindaBurhans.com, and just send me a message and with your email, and we will send you an electronic version of the magazine.
Yeah. There you
perfect.
Go.
Perfect. Dropped off.
He called, then he dropped off.
Okay, well, we'll see if he calls back. What are you going to do? I know Dr. Schumann has 5 children. So when he calls into the show, sometimes he's on a soccer field, or a couple of weeks ago he was at a dance thing or something like that. So who knows? Yeah, but and then we could send you the electronic version, because there's a lot of really good information in there. So tell me the rest of the stuff, because I think there's a lot of stuff there that people need to hear about.
The favorite of Brian's blogs everybody talks about is the attack of nothingness. And he describes what it feels like when he goes into a dementia fog.
Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. It's, I use the actual fog. And I talk about driving down a road, and you come upon a curve, and when you go to a curve, you hit a fog bank. Very, very thick fog. So what do you do when you hit that fog bank?
Stop.
Right. Either stop or slow down and crawl to where you get...
Where you feel safe.
Yeah. But then right around the next bend, it's another fog bank. So you do the same thing, but you cannot change that.
Right.
It's just fog, and it's hovering over you, not allowing your brain to work properly. And it's not until you get out of the fog when you feel normal again.
But how long does it take to get out of the fog?
No telling. Some days it'll last days.
Oh, wow.
Some days it'll last, you know, an hour.
Wow.
You don't know.
What do you feel inside when you're in that fog?
Oh, panicky.
I would think so.
You know,
scary.
I think you would think maybe when is
this fog gonna end?
Yes, it's like when is this gonna go away? And you know, but you know, Maureen helps me in getting rid of it. And it's something as simple as we'll be sitting on the sofa, she'll reach over and she'll start rubbing my hand. And
but you have to be able to identify that.
Yes.
That you're in the fog.
Oh, she knows.
Right, but I think other caregivers might not know that.
Right.
And so how do you know that?
Usually my first clue is that it's like, say you're staring at the TV watching TV, okay? All of a sudden, I see Brian still staring at the TV, but I know he's not watching the TV. It's
right.
No longer in front of him going on.
Right.
If I speak to him, he either just doesn't respond at all, or his speech is very unusual, slow, almost like muddy when he's trying to talk. He gets, his body gets stiff. I'm not saying he doesn't stand up real straight, but I can see that the movements of his body are something that are not coming naturally anymore.
It's more accentuated.
Yes. And so there's a lot of things I do. You know, it depends on the time of day that it is. But I'm finding that I use essential oils. I use orange because who doesn't feel happy when they open up and peel an orange? That smell just brings happiness. Mm-hmm. I make sure that he's taken his medications for today because he also has diabetes and the brain needs sugar. Okay, so, you know, make sure that he's taken his medications for today. Make sure he's eaten something.
Hydrated,
absolutely. And then sometimes I turn on his music and put his headphones on and let him just sit.
Right, and that's okay.
But I
think as care partners and caregivers, we have to be able to identify that what our loved one is going through before we can help them.
Right.
And I think people need to hear this because I think people don't have a clue. And I don't think many people are not as articulate as you are to describe to someone how they're feeling.
And, you know, mostly it, you know, it, she knows when I'm coming out of it because my, I think this is right, that my speech gets better if I'm trying to talk to you.
Again, it's the difference between somebody who is seeing the world as it actually is and engaging in the world as it actually is and someone who's sitting in a
form. Like observing.
They can't see what's going on. They can't hear what's going on. They are just frozen in fear.
Now you go ahead. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say, when my husband, how I knew with him, he'd look at me, but he wasn't looking at me. He was looking through me, and I would just say, "Do you know who I am?" And he goes, "Not now." I said, "Well, we'll get back to that." But I didn't know a thing about, like,
what
you guys.
We know now.
But
yeah.
When he did that, he just looked through me.
Through you. That's exactly what it is. He looks through me.
Yes.
It's like he's just gone into a whole nother reality.
Yes.
But do you feel like when you're there, okay, so you feel anxious? Do you feel hungry? Do you feel like, do you eat or
nothing?
Nothing. That's why I called it. That's why I called it the nothingness. There was a movie years and years ago. I can't remember what it was.
The attack of.
No, the big flying monk dragon. Okay. Atreyu.
We're gonna just have to keep going.
I know. but this thing was destroying the world.
Is he on the phone?
And they called it nothingness. And I've kept that in my head for some reason.
Yeah.
And so that's why I named it that, because it's exactly nothing.
Can you watch TV shows? Like, my husband could only watch half hour, well, Jerry Springer, that he couldn't follow or do our comedy shows, or he couldn't watch something that was 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have trouble with focusing on the TV for a long period of time?
When he's in the fog?
Is that when it's most...
Yeah, it all depends on whether... So I find it interesting that how much he does remember if we watch a series.
Ah.
It's really good to have that where they recap what happened last time at the beginning. But it's why we also go to Netflix and we binge watch things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can do that. See, my husband couldn't. He can only watch...
But when he's in a fog, he can be staring at the TV, and he doesn't know what's going on.
What about news? Do you like to watch the news?
I watch the news in the morning.
Oh, because my husband was everything, news. And then,
I think that makes you more
then
paranoid.
Then he didn't care at all.
Yeah.
Turn off CNN or Fox, whatever you listen to. Yeah.
It's a strange disease. And I realize that it's hard to come up with a drug that's going to help.
Yeah.
Because they're doing the same thing as we're doing. We're, you know, back here saying, please help us. And they're saying, hey, we're trying.
But
nothing has come up
yet. Well, it deals with the brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
They don't know the brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they are learning more every day about everything. Thank you, God.
Yes. But we just heard about the possibility of a new study using basil.
Really?
Yes.
Basil.
Basil, the, you know,
the herb. The herb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, there are new things. And with all medicine, they come out with new things, they come out with better things. Oh, let's talk about a good RX for a minute.
Yeah, this is very interesting, but I needed a drug, and it was $1,469, and my insurance turned it down because they said, that's not for bronchitis. I don't have bronchitis. You probably don't want to know what I have, but I have colitis. So this went on since January 19th, and then I called my doctor. She tried to put it through again. I called the insurance company. Oh, we have wrong code. We will fix it. So she put it through again. Sorry, denied. And I've been without it for over a month. So I got so fed up. I went on GoodRx.
And she lost 10 pounds.
Yeah, I lost actually more.
Yeah, that's
than
not good.
So I went on GoodRx, and I go to the drugstore. I said, here's your email that says denied from, he goes, you know, the doctor's wonderful. Everybody's been calling. We can't get it through. I said, can you try GoodRx? Because I was allowed to pick it up for $1,469. But last time I got it was 2018-ish. And it was, I know with my insurance, it was almost $500. So I said, you know, I'll pay up to that because I was losing weight like crazy. So anyway, I hand him the GoodRx. Oh, he says, that went through. You're not going to pay what they said. Be $74.
Wow.
Yeah. Just going online. He said, pull it up on your phone. Well, I have a flip phone. You're not pulling anything up on my flip phone. But I had taken it, you know, on my iPad, and I made a copy. 5 minutes, I got it for 74 and change.
And you went without it for a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have, I don't know what I was thinking, because you can't use your insurance and GoodRx.
Right, right.
It's one or the other. Well, I don't know what made me. But then I got sick for 2 weeks, so I wasn't even thinking about. Yeah, just a little piece of paper, $74. I went, oh my God.
I've heard so many good results from GoodRx.
Oh, I use it.
For so much, but I don't know why everybody doesn't know about it. That's why I try to. I said to him, yeah, we got to talk about this on the show tomorrow. We got to get this out again because it's fabulous.
But it's only really
$1,400 you saved.
It's really only for drugs that aren't generic. It's if it's right, really pricey. Yeah. I mean, $1,469. I think I'll lose another 10 pounds and we'll see. But yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on the fact that you have a flip phone.
I know. It's scary, isn't
it? It's a smart flip phone. It says it has apps. I don't use them.
I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, $19.99.
I don't want to talk to anybody.
No,
either.
I pay.
Don't text me. Don't nothing.
I'm grandfathered in with T-Mobile. I get 1,000 minutes. It costs me $100 for the year. And if you renew it in time, which I do, I have like 5,000. Nobody has a number. It's from my emergency.
She was out with somebody a couple weeks ago, and I called her on her phone, her flip phone. And I hear her say to the person she's with, the only people that call this is an emergency. It's either Linda or my sister. And then she hung up on me.
I'm not sure how it works.
Emergency. The only people that call me if it's an emergency.
Okay. Well,
hello.
Hello. Goodbye.
All I got to say is $19.99 is calling, and they're telling you to get a
and you know, I don't care because, this one I can send text.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to go A, B, C, you know,
yeah,
that
know.
Thing. I'm not doing it. So don't text me, because if you do, I'm not answering. You call me, I'm not answering.
You should check out Consumer Cellular.
That's $29 a month. I pay $100 a year. I'm not going to get crazy with my money. What do I need it for? I have a house phone with a nice answering machine. You call me anytime, I call you back.
I'm sorry I brought that up.
And I'll let you borrow it anytime you want.
But that's another thing, is that I lose things. And I don't know where they are. Like, we got in the car, and I was freaking out because I couldn't find my phone.
I hate that feeling.
I know, but you know where it was? In my hand.
Aw. I've done that with some. I've had my glasses on, and I can't see that good. Yeah. So I'm looking for my glasses, and they're on my face.
It's just...
The difficult part is the respect and the dignity of the person. So I have gotten my clients these little things they wear around their neck to keep their phone in.
Yeah.
Yes, perfect.
So they know where their phone is,
yeah,
right? So I said to Brian, hey, have I got an idea for you? I'm not wearing that.
Well, it's like you gave your mother the one for when you're traveling with your passport. With
her documents and stuff, because yeah. It was easy for her. She'd be fumbling through her purse, you know, and dropping stuff on the floor.
And so now Brian's walking with a cane because of balance issues. So it used to be what I heard 77 times a day is, where's my phone? Now I hear, in addition, 77 times a day, where's my cane?
Well, do you know most of the time where it is?
Yes.
Right. In his hand?
No, he leaves it the same five or six places all the time.
It's the same places all
the time. The canes, you don't find them a little wobbly?
No, this has a thing where when it hits the ground, it kind of gives.
It's got pivoting.
Yeah, it's got pivoting.
Because I always get nervous with the canes.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to get him the one with the little claw feet.
Yeah.
And again, we had the conversation loudly about he wasn't going to walk around with.
Oh, okay. And a walker we're not going for. All right.
No.
Yeah, but it wasn't that nice.
Well, you know what? My granddaughter told me a couple weeks ago, Grandma, you know, you can't stay living in that house you live in. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, that house has an upstairs and a downstairs. I go, that's why I bought that house. It's going to keep me alive, making me go upstairs and down the stairs. Oh, well, what happens when you're older? I go, if I can't get up and down those stairs, you're going to get me one of those scooter chairs that's going to go up the stairs. Now, it's right. Nice that she's thinking of me.
But start saving for the scooter chair.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you just push a button and it goes, and an hour later you finally reach the second story.
It's true, because I've been on one. They do go slow. We have to go.
It's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I think next time we need a commercial taped, we need to have Brian do it.
Yeah,
he's got that really good voice.
He's
for
got
that.
A face for radio.
I do.
No, he could be on TV too.
Hey, he looks just like Wolf Blitzer.
I can go from this to, and you're listening to Tan Talk. Linda Burhans.
So we have some.
And the foot phone gal.
The football walk. Oh, and the foot phone gal. Yeah. And she is.
Well, I'm tagged now.
So we have some events coming up. There's an event by Jill, who has been on the show before. And it's three keys to preventing caregiver burnout and replenishing your energy, confidence, and patience. And it's on February 28th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. So if you want that information, just send it to me and I'll send you the link. Also, my friend Tracy Cleary, I love going to her workshops. She's doing a workshop on kinesiology, the body as a subconscious. Anytime I've gone to any of her stuff, I just walk away with something great. And that's on Saturday, February 26th in Palm Harbor from 2 to 3:30. And there was one other one. Oh, Tam's here somewhere. Tam Cummings? Did I lose her?
Oh, well, she'll be at Arden Court.
Yeah, getting your ducks in a row for your loved one's care, and that's Thursday, March 3rd at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So and don't forget to get your digital copy.
Yes.
Of we are sorry. So you've just been diagnosed. That's not it either.
Here it is.
What to do after a dementia diagnosis?
Yes.
Just send your
Info to me and I will send you the link and you'll be able to download it. And this really is good information in here.
And what email address should they send
just
it
to?
Just
go to lyndaburhans.com.
lyndaburhans.com.
It's pretty easy.
And you'll get a digital copy and hopefully you'll utilize it to help you in your everyday life, especially if you are a person living with a dementia-related illness or the care partner.
Yeah, yeah. Go to my website, lyndaburhans.com, and nominate somebody for the caregiver contest. Every person who is nominated, it's really easy. You put in their name and their email and a couple of sentences about them, and every single person that enters the contest gets something because you're all winners to us. There's nobody that's a better caregiver than somebody else or whatever. And then every couple of months, and the next one will probably be in about 2 weeks, we pick one master winner, and we have in the basket now, we have a massage, we have a haircut, we have a Applebee's gift card, we have two Amazon gift cards.
I need a haircut.
We have a Panera gift card, because it's really nice to be able to give something to the caregiver, to the care partner. Every time somebody gets nominated, they're like, oh, somebody thought about me? You know,
I'm going to nominate Brian for her.
That's fine, because then he'll take me with him.
Yeah, and you could use that massage, and the haircut, and that.
I'm fairly certain the haircut is already the one that's cutting his hair, so.
It could be.
I have to go see her myself. It's getting long.
Did you see those eyelashes she did the other day?
The purple ones?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm blasting it. That's my daughter, Nicole Rooney. She does hair fabulous. She does eyelashes fabulous.
She does everything fabulous.
Her company cleans houses fabulous.
Yeah.
She does.
So, I am proud of my girl. I really am proud of my girl. And Skylar's home, so that's kind of nice for a little while. We don't know. Devin may be getting deployed.
Oh.
If he does, it'll be 13 months.
I don't like that.
We're praying. They told, Skylar said, The other day, one of the women, because this guy's here, one of the girls called her from the base and said they had a meeting of all the wives and said, make sure you have your power of attorney in order and all your papers. That's very scary. The good part of it is if it does happen, she'll be here with us.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. So we'll see. We'll see. So just keep your prayers that nobody has to go over there. That we don't have to go to war. That we don't have to go through this. Because it's a very sad thing. You know, I think of him as such a young man. It just kind of freaks me out a little bit. Okay, so I want to follow with, close the program with that poem that I read last week from my friend Vince Vergara. A lot of people heard it, said, I love it. Would you please repeat it? So I'm going to repeat it. He said, when my father lost the ability to sign his name, he taught me understanding. When my father lost his ability to be verbal, he gave me a voice besides my own. When my father lost the ability to groom himself, he taught me patience. When my father lost the ability to feed himself, he taught me how to put others before myself. When my father lost the ability to walk on his own, he taught me what love truly is. When my father lost the ability to be the man he once was, he gave me the wonderful man he was in that moment. When my father transitioned to eternal life, he gave me a purpose on earth. He was a loving, carefree, beautiful, and kind. He has taught me more about life through his journey than any school, job, or travel. He was not a perfect father when I was younger, and I was not a perfect son, but we were imperfect together. My best friend, my teacher, my beautiful dad, the skies are a little more clear with your spirit looking upon us.
Oh,
is that lovely?
Wow.
Very lovely.
Yeah.
So thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in today. Thanks so much, Maureen and Brian, for being with us today. As always, we love having you here.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
And I don't know what that was. Something from cyberspace in there somewhere. So tune in next week. I really appreciate you guys. I know that your time is really valuable. You can check out the Tuesday Tips and the podcast on my website and on YouTube. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
And you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing's going right. Close your eyes and